Welcome back. This is Christian. And this is my podcast where we talk about everything. Here in this podcast, we have my little brother. His name is Ligma. Ligma Ball. Just kidding. What is your name?
Alan.
Alan. And how old are you?
10.
Okay. Now, question number one. This is going to be a question. Series of questions for you, okay?
Okay.
Alright. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I just don't. Because he runs around and
farts. Is that what you do?
No.
You're not even wearing pants. How are you supposed to get a girlfriend with if you don't wear pants?
That's how he's gonna get a girlfriend.
Hey, shut up. So, why don't you have a girlfriend? Is there a girl in your school that you like?
Maybe.
Yeah? What's her name? You don't have to tell me her name. What does she? What's her first initial?
C.
Christina?
No.
Damn.
Charlie.
Carly.
No.
Is she white?
Yes.
This is America. Okay. Now, have you talked to this C girl?
Yes.
And do you think she likes you?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Is she wild?
Does maybe.
She wild?
Does she like to? Like does she like to party?
I don't know that answer.
Don't go for girls that like to party. This girl C, she's in your class. I'm assuming, right?
Mhm. Yeah.
Why do you feel like she doesn't like you? But like, why do you think this girl? Why do you think this girl doesn't like you?
I don't know. I just...
Is she fat?
No.
She's not fat?
No.
Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Damn. Is she blonde?
Well...
Brunette?
No, she's like brownish, blondish.
Brownish, blondish?
Yeah.
So brunette?
Yeah.
Okay. Is she tall?
No.
No, damn. All right. Do you get bullied at school?
No.
Really?
No.
Or are you the bully?
Maybe.
Have you bullied people before?
No.
Didn't this kid in your bus used to bother you?
Oh no, that was a different kid.
So there's different kids bullying you?
No.
Why do they pick on you? Do they know you don't wear pants at the house?
No.
Did they call you Four Eyes?
No.
Why do they pick on you?
I don't know. They just pick on me.
So you do get bullied?
No.
Or like you used to?
I used to.
Aren't you bigger than them?
Yeah.
Like you're a tall.
Yeah, I just heavy don't kid. Hurt. I just don't want to hurt anyone though.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
You always hurt me.
Well, yeah, because you attacked me first.
That's not how it works, man. Here, come on. What these kids are bullying you, and you're not standing up. I think you should grab your history book and then slam it on the back of their head.
I think you're giving bad advice.
Okay, sorry. Grab your math book. No, I'm just kidding. Do you have a locker?
No.
They don't give lockers to you guys, right?
No. Too early. Pretty sure just in middle school or high school.
High school. I remember in middle school I had small ass like lockers. Like really tiny lockers. There would be this like it would be like a normal sized locker divided into two and it would be such a small spot and it would only be for your jacket. Like your jacket would be the only thing that could fit in there. Now there was a little like hinge that you would pull. And it would open up a top section of your locker. And that's where you would keep your books. So it was like two little cabinets,
that's lockers, sad.
Whatever. Yeah, dude, it was pretty sad. But then once you reach high school, at least in my high school, you get a locker your freshman year. And that locker stays for you all 4 years.
Like the locker like in Kennett?
Yeah, the locker in Canada. In Avon Grove, you get a new locker every year, which I think is so stupid. But, like, if it makes so much sense, right? Because if you're a freshman, you're going to be in that school for 4 years, right? So once you're a senior, you graduate, and the new freshmen that come that year get your locker. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that way you don't have to do so much like I don't know if they changed the locks. You think they changed the locks?
Yeah, my school changed the locks.
But did your school change them every year?
The locks?
No, like you would get a different locker every year? No. No? It would be the same one?
Uh-huh.
See, that's smart. That's freaking smart. But I guess not everyone thinks like that. So tell me about your school. What do you like about it?
Well, it's kind of like a hard question because
you don't like it.
I don't like school.
Wow, you're gonna be one of those dropouts. You're gonna be just like your older brother. Mistake, failure. Just kidding. Adrian's cool. He's a hard worker.
Adrian.
Oh, you think I was talking about me? No. Well, Adrian stays asleep when he's supposed to be working, so I don't know how good of a job he does. Yeah. But, I mean, so you don't like anything?
Well,
what about lunch? Do you like lunch?
I mean, lunches are okay. I usually get the salad.
Do you sit with people?
Well, we have to. They're assigned.
You're assigned?
Yes. Yeah,
a lunch? Like, wait. Your lunch table is assigned.
Yeah.
What if your friend's sitting on another table?
Huh?
What if your friend is sitting on another table? You just can't go and...
Yeah, you can't go.
That is horrific. What? I need to talk to your counselor. That is so weird. I remember, though, when I, was in school, especially in Avon Grove, since I had just made new friends, there would be times... Since it wasn't your periods, your lunch periods are not always the same. They were always rotating. Like sometimes you would get lunch like sixth period, either fifth period or your seventh period. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, there would be times where I wouldn't have friends, so I would just go into lunch and sit by myself and eat food. I had a great time, though. I would catch up on Netflix. Yeah. And then the first week in school, like at Ivy Grove, a fight broke out right behind me. Yeah. Actually, two fights. One of them was I was getting to my class in the hallway. Two kids just started beating up each other, and there's blood everywhere. And then at my high school, Avon Grove High School, in that school, I was just chilling in the cafeteria, and right behind me, a fight broke out too. Another two guys. It was insane.
Actually,
have you witnessed a fight? Been in a fight.
Yeah. No. Well,
what?
No, yeah, this happened, it happened, pretty sure, 3 weeks ago at recess.
Yeah.
So, one fighted because of a basketball, and then started punching him in the face, and then one was down at the field.
Wait, basketball started punching him in the
face? No. They were fighting about the basketball. Basketball. I don't know why.
Wow. Were they black?
Huh?
Wait, so what?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Was this in recess?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then down at the field, it was down at soccer. So, I saw it.
They were playing soccer?
Yeah.
So these kids were Mexican?
No.
Oh.
Well, there's some Mexicans. They were doing USA versus Mexico.
Really?
Yeah. I was in it.
Which one were you in?
In Mexico.
Oh, okay.
USA won the first time, and then Mexico, and then on Monday.
So it was a whole bunch of, white kids versus a whole bunch of, Hispanic kids?
Yeah. No, but this was, the other day. And then, so last week, down at the field, versus soccer, so people usually just grab the ball now, and, people just surround the person and start, kicking the ball.
For soccer?
Yeah.
What?
They just grab the ball and run away with it. And then now people just, kick the person that's on the ground with the soccer ball.
Oh, damn.
And then the kid started punching the kid that was there. And then the stupidest part had to be that once they do that, we have to spend the whole entire recess in a line. The whole entire recess, Like, you know how, like, you line up to go back inside the building?
Yeah.
We had to do that the whole entire time.
So they didn't let you do anything?
No.
Wow. That sucks. I was telling Luisa the other day about my, what is it, fourth grade teacher, did I tell you? Yeah, fourth grade teacher. Her name was Miss Bailey. She was brutal. You know why?
Why?
Because we had this thing called Study Island. I don't think you've heard.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, you use that?
Study
Island, okay.
And Exact Path.
Oh, I never used that one. But it was Study Island, so we had to do, like, you know, homework and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, they obviously not everyone is. I was new to, like, freaking, you know, the U.S. So I only had, like, a year and a half of experience with English. I was still in ESL classes and stuff. And so she had me doing Study Island, and I couldn't do it because some of the questions I didn't understand and stuff like that, right? And every kid who didn't finish their Study Island, she would have them stay by the wall when we went out to recess. So let's say everyone went to the cafeteria to eat their lunch. She would tell us, go get your lunch and then bring it back to the classroom. And so we would have to eat their lunch in the classroom. And then the kids would get the chance to go out to recess. And we could go out there too, but we would have to stand against the wall with their arms behind their back. Can you believe that? It's so crazy. And there would be times where, like, let's say the teacher would be like, everyone has been doing a great job today. You guys deserve a little break. So she would take us outside for like 15 to 20 minutes just to play a quick game or something like that. Like, this was towards the end of the day. And instead of letting everyone play, she would have those kids that didn't complete their Study Island sessions up against the wall. It was so bad. And so this kid actually started helping me out. Started giving me the answers. So I finished it, and then I was able to join the rest. But there was a lot of kids who never finished the Study Island thing, so they just had to stay for, like, the half of the rest of the year.
That's just dumb.
It's really freaking dumb, and I was like, what?
I don't even like doing Study Island, because it's, like, so stupid, because now we always have to get, you have to get an 80, 90, or 100%.
Yeah.
And, like, the questions were, like, so weird. Yeah. And I hate, like, reading the whole paragraph that's asking. I'm like, no.
This teacher did have a guinea pig. This guinea pig, she would actually let us take it home, whoever wanted to. And I brought, I don't know if you remember, but I brought, were you not born yet?
Oh, no, like the little him.
The little.
His name's Boro.
Boro. No, but the name of the guinea pig was, yeah, I don't remember. Well, we had this guinea pig that, you know, we could take home, and I brought it home, like, twice, and I, like, fed it, you know what I mean? Well, apparently, I don't know if someone took it home and mistreated it, but eventually the guinea pig just passed away in the classroom, so the teacher was really upset, and I think she was trying to blame us that one of us murdered it. Which I wouldn't be surprised, you know what I mean? Like, if one of the kids was mad because he was up against the wall all the time, you know, maybe he just grabbed the used the U.S. history book and just slammed it between the pages.
Like, grabbed the desk and just, like, slammed it down.
The desk. We had this girl in our class, right? This was in fourth grade. Her name was Hannah. She was so weird. She would freaking eat her boogies in front of everyone. And then she would go around and stealing stuff. She would see an eraser or something that she wanted for her pen. Or, like, her pencil. She would go up. And, you know, I would always pay attention to, like, other people instead of, like, class. So I would see her eating her boogies. And then all of a sudden she would just, like, go up to someone and, like, steal it without, you know, letting anyone know. But I would notice. She never stole anything from me, though. But it was freaking... She was so weird, dude. She was so weird. Like, there'll be times where, like, she... Like, her boogies would start running down her nose. And instead of her, like, cleaning them up, she would just, like, lick them.
Ew. Ew. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, there's this girl that I think has a crush on me, but I don't like her.
Why?
She's, like, really weird. So, my friend is in a class with her. And, he's telling me everything that's happened. So he told me that the girl, like, when, you know how, like, they put, like, the milks in, like, in a basket, like, and, like, with the open, refrigerator this?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The Wawa milks?
It's not Wawa anymore.
It's not Wawa anymore?
It's Trumo. It's Trumo or something.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Do they not taste good?
No, they're, like, they're supposedly expired all the time. Like, every milk is expired in
Wait,
there now.
Wait, is it a carton? Or I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Is it, like, a carton box, or is it a plastic bottle?
It was a plastic bottle.
Oh, okay, so it's, okay.
And he told me she grabbed one and started, like, putting it on her armpit.
Ew.
You know the Squid Game game, like the doll that says Akuma Gooch, you know?
Gooch?
So she was saying it, and then he said he said that it sounded like she was summoning a demon.
God damn. Oh my god. So she's in your grade too?
Yeah,
in your classroom?
No, she's not in my classroom. Oh, okay. She's in a different classroom.
That's weird.
But it was in the classroom.
Damn. So what now? You're not... She's too weird?
Yeah, and also...
But she likes you?
I think
so. You think she likes you? That's funny. God. Damn. Well, maybe you can get her Snapchat.
No.
And then you guys can sing the song together. What do you think about Squid Game? Don't give any spoilers in case people haven't watched it.
I rate it a 10 out of 10.
A 10 out of 10? Dude, honestly, it's one of the best shows I've ever watched. It was not boring. It all connected so well. Obviously, I feel like from the beginning, you can tell who's going to be the winner. But it's not even about that. You know what I mean? It's about, honestly, the challenges that, like, everyone faces and the tough situations they have to do. And eventually, it's like, it might be weird for you to understand, but when people are put in really hard spots where their options are limited.
They supposedly have, like, cheats or something.
Cheats?
Cheats.
Cheats? Oh, yeah, but, like, but, for example, like, like, there's the plane in the, what is it, Himalayas, whatever? Yeah, where they're stranded there, right? And they run out of food, and people are freezing to death, so they turn to, you know, eating each other. Now, there's this other movie by Netflix, I think. It's a movie. It's called The Platform, and it's, like, the same thing. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's, like, the concept that, like, they put these people, like, in a prison. And everyone on top gets served food. Like, they serve people food every day, right? And on the very, very top, everyone is supposed to grab, like, a small portion. That way, it gets equally distributed to the people below their level, right? But whoever is on top will just take advantage and stuff themselves. You get a time limit before the platform moves down. So then the people at the bottom basically don't get any food. So they're like, we'll eat someone else. So what I'm trying to say is that in Squid Game, you know what I mean? Like, people won money and they're like, you know, that's why I guess some of those people turn into like killing each other.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I think we watched it here, right?
We
watched it here. But like, it's crazy, you know? Because you might be like, I would never do that. But you've never been in that situation. So who knows? Maybe if we run out of food... I'm going after you. Nah, but like, that's crazy though. I think it was such a well, like, developed, you know,
for the show. Squid Game, I think, when didn't they say there's 8 games? Because they did 6 games, not 8 games.
Who said that?
Didn't it say that in the beginning of the show?
No, in the beginning it said 6 days, 6 games or something like that. I think. But, yeah, I mean, like, you watched the whole thing, right?
Yeah. The thing is, I think they should have, like, added, like, one of the games. Because it was, like, supposed to be, like, kid games. So, I'm pretty sure it should have been, like, one of the games should have been, like, hide and seek. And they were, like, in a big,
Yeah, but...
There's, like, many floors, and if you get, found, you, like, die,
pretty much. Yeah, but you gotta think about it, like, you gotta make a game that's fair for everyone. Like, if it's hide-and-seek, who would be the one seeking people?
Soldiers. And these are... The soldiers.
That could be it. But they also have cameras everywhere. I don't know. But, like, the thing is that, like, hide-and-seek could be just an American game, you know what I mean? This is our old Korean game. That's why we didn't really know about it. Except for the green light and red light. Yeah. That one's, like, everywhere. But, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the marbles, too. I knew that one. I used to play with marbles as a kid.
I never knew. The only game I knew was the red light, green light.
Yeah. The last one, the actual Squid Game, I've never seen anything like that. Oh, well. Damn. What's your favorite food? That's a weird question.
I guess pizza.
Oh, my God. Of course. I knew you were going to say that.
Ramen.
No. Ramen.
Yeah.
You know, ramen got banned in Mexico?
Yeah.
You know, Mexico actually banned, like, if you're a minor, you're not allowed to buy junk food anymore in Mexico. Isn't that crazy? You have to be 18 to buy junk food. Yeah.
That's weird.
The reason why they're doing it is because, Mexico is, like, one of the top obesity, like, you know, countries out there. Number one is the U.S. But Mexico used to be number one. But it's because of obesity. I can't even pronounce it. Because of it, a lot of people die because of COVID. So I guess they're just trying to prevent more deaths by
prohibiting you know, like, minors. The mirror game, the N-Squid game? I actually already knew that game. Because, like...
Which one?
So, like, the mirror, like, I mean, the glass, like, if you, like,
Oh, if you jump on it and it breaks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually knew that was already a game.
From Gmod? No. You play on Gmod?
I don't play Gmod. I don't have it. I don't have a PC.
I have it, but I've used it, like, once with my friend Alberto. So I would just see the Gmod death runs. That's basically what Squid Game
was. So, yeah, there's, like, one of those, like, Roblox games that are, like, death runs, pretty much. And it's, like, a red. So, like, pretty much it's, like, asking you which is, like, the correct way or, like, what is the correct...
The correct tile and yeah. stuff? Yeah. I got you.
And then if you die on the tile, you go the other way. And then if you die again, you go the same way you went.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You keep respawning.
Damn. Well, that's tough. It's at 23 minutes. Should we end it? I'm hungry. I'm actually not even hungry. I ate earlier. What's your darkest secret? Sorry, you can't say that. What's your fear? Like, what's one fear that you have? Like, something... Relating, like, zombies or something, I don't know.
Probably the dark.
That's racist. No, oh my god. No, I mean, yeah, I used to be afraid of the dark, too. Honestly, I'm still kind of am. Like, well, the thing is that, like, I don't know, it's dark, so, like, you can't see. And I feel like that's
then,
what
like,
I'm...
there's something in front of you.
That's what I'm afraid of, you know what I mean?
Like, chase you.
My imagination just takes over and I'm like, there's someone right in front of me that I can't see, you know what I mean? The dark. So what, do you have a nightlight?
No, I have LED lights. I thought that would help, and then last time I heard, like, banging on my window, like, someone was, like, tapping on my window, like...
Really?
Wasn't... someone doing that on your window?
On my window?
Yeah, I just told me.
When? No, I told you that he heard it.
Or like, no, it wasn't like knocking. It was like... I was like tapping.
That's creepy.
And then it stopped.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did it last for?
Like 5 seconds.
Oh, really? God damn. That's scary. Yeah. Well, you know, you know, when we first moved in here, like, we all experienced, like, paranormal activities.
Like, the door, like, the basement door just opening, or, like...
Yeah. Do you know that one time when I, you know how sometimes my mom, like, we're trying to open the door from the outside, right? And we're trying to get into the house. But the door is locked, so my mom will sometimes unlock it. She will open up the door. Like, she does this as a joke, right? Where she will open up the door, and then she hides behind the door. So when we walk in, she scares us, right? Has that ever happened to you? All right. Well, I was trying to get into the house, and I was opening up the door, but the door opened. I don't know if it was me with the key or whatever, or if maybe I just didn't check it right, but the door opened, and then it opened by itself, right? So then I thought my mom was back there, okay, behind the door. So I pushed the door, but there was like something pushing it back against me. And then I pushed it harder, but when I pushed it harder, it just hit the wall. And I looked behind, and I thought it was my mom, because I even told my... I got annoyed, because I thought it was my mom back there. So I said, like, can you stop? And,
It stopped.
There was nothing back, like, behind the door. And it was so creepy in the event. And then I just, like, screamed out for my mom's name. And she was, like... She was in the kitchen. And I told her, and she was... She started laughing, and then she told me that she's also experienced stuff here. But we could just be tripping.
Today was like kind of creepy for me.
When you were alone?
No, I was here with Adrian, but he was like sleeping.
Yeah.
So this creepiest part, I was just like watching Netflix, and then out of nowhere, I just heard like walking in the basement. Like, I thought there was something in the basement, and I was about to lock the door, and then I'm like, I was scared too.
Yeah.
And then after like, pretty sure like 10 minutes later, I just heard like a big shake, like,
no way.
And then I'm like, what?
I've heard that before too, honestly.
And there was like nobody there. Yeah. There was like nobody though.
I've heard the wood crack, like, you know how the wood cracks or squeaks, whatever you call it, when you walk around the house. Dude, I heard that here, and I just panicked because I was brushing my teeth and I heard it, and I was like, fuck, I'm gonna die. But I mean, they're ghosts. I don't think they do anything. They're probably just cruising around, you know what I mean?
It was probably the dog ghosts that died here from like the old neighbors.
Oh, they planted underneath the tree, didn't they?
Huh?
You know that one bush next to us? That's where it is, its body.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's where they put it. On the left side of the house? That one? Yeah, apparently on the inside is dog or whatever it was.
Thanks for listening about Talk About Everything.